Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, this is Björn.
Hi, Björn.
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hi. Hello, who joined? Florian speaking.
It's Michael. Hello, Florian.
Hi,
And
Michael.
I have Eike with me in the same room so as to avoid dial-in numbers, you know.
Just lovely.
Ah, hi.
And hopefully we can mute so you don't hear the typing. There's a frenzied typing going on here, you know. We should have on the agenda to formally approve Eike's travel expenses. Unless we don't need to do that, which would be nice.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi,
Who's that?
Ico.
Italo. Hi.
Thorsten will be a few minutes late. He's still on the train, so I propose to wait for him.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hi,
Hi.
Olivier. Florian here. Just wait a few more minutes. Thorsten will join. He's still on the train.
I'm actually preparing the minutes according to the layout you have provided, Florian. So
Perfect.
it's I share that just after the call.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
I don't have to make many changes, but of course the layout makes sense, so I have to add all the names and so on. I mean,
Yeah.
I have only the first name. I have to add the family name,
Okay.
this stuff.
Yeah, that should do. I think now that we have a layout, it should be much easier.
Yeah. Okay, I've just won £1 billion with an email. You know, that's
Can
while we
you
were
forward that mail?
Yeah, of course. While we were talking, so that no.
So I've just updated a bit the budget. In case you're interested, it's in the intranet. So with numbers as of today, but I can sum it up already. so the current budget would the amount of money we have as of today, and a safety of 15,000 euro would leave us with a budget of about 10,500 euro for this year.
But with not accounting into donation coming in.
Exactly, it's just the real money that we have, and I would estimate between 1,500 and 3,000 euro per month coming in donations. That's
Actually,
on average 1,500.
Yeah, actually, we should make. I will try to do that, but when I have time, we should make an histogram of donation after Rob Weir, because I think there are spikes of donations after Rob Weir blog post and email. I think it, you know, would be nice to say that we continue to be provocative with Rob, because Rob is our major source of donation in terms of fostering donations. I think he would suicide for that. But.
You're naughty man, Italo. Sounds good, though.
Hello, everybody. This is Charles speaking. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
No worries. We're still waiting for Torsten, so
okay.
Don't worry. I was just talking about the budget. So with numbers as today and without estimated donations for this year, plus a reserve of 15,000 euro, plus not counting in any AB seat for the while, we still have a budget of 10,500 euro. So that looks rather good.
So that it doesn't include the 50,000 we have in SBI then?
Exactly. It's just the money that legally belongs to TDF.
Great.
So it's very pessimistic, so to say.
Do we have a bank account set up now that has that money in it?
It's still in transfer. The bank has sent documents to Thomas and Jacqueline from Prodef, and they're currently signing it, and then we're sending it to Torsten, myself, Björn, and Andreas. So hopefully next week it should be ours. So we can keep the account number and just change the owner, but it's the paperwork that takes a while.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for the update.
No problem. So, and I've just sent it out about 1 hour ago. Despite the bank account, all the assets should be transferred. Now, the U.S. trademark is in progress of being transferred, and anything else like domains and European trademarks and so on have already been transferred.
Wonderful. Great work, Florian.
Thanks. So, I suggest we wait for Torsten. Let's see. So, what do we have? Yeah, who's going to write minutes? Suggest Björn or Charles, any one of you?
What?
I was asking who's going to write the minutes and propose either Björn or Charles to write them in.
Well, I volunteer for that.
Thanks a lot. So feel free to use the template that I've used for the February 22nd. That should do.
Can you resend that to me, please?
Yeah, sure. I'll send you a link. It's... wait. Just email you a link and... okay. So, I pass. Let's start, and if Torsten jumps in later on, we just... continent. So where's my list? So you ready, Charles?
Okay, let me see. I'm getting the
name. Okay. So that's a form that should do, I guess.
I mean, I suggest we start and I can, you know.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. So
first thing is, I would like to know who's on board. So there's, I have Florian, I have Michael, I have Italo, I have Björn. Who else? Sorry? Who else?
Olivier, I guess.
Okay. Very good.
Olivier is there.
Okay.
Hello, this is Torsten.
Hi, Torsten. just in time.
And now we have Torsten. Okay.
Perfect, exactly. So I volunteer again to be the session chair. That's no problem. So, and as far as I can see, we have, except Björn, everybody is BUDC holder. So can you just, Charles, read your list out again so I can write down here? We have.
Okay. So there is Florian Effenberger, Torsten Behrens, Olivier Allo, Charles Schultz, Michael Nix, Italo Vignoli, Björn Mikkelsen. And I think that's it.
Did we miss anyone? Okay, so Björn, you're not representing anyone today, I guess?
Not that I know.
Okay, so that gives... where's my list? I had also all these. So keep up the minute, Charles, session chair Florian, you have those, no representation. Torsten and myself are in the call, that means chairman and deputy are here. Then we need at least 4 BOD members. We have 6, which means we have a quorum, and that means we need, if I'm not mistaken, 4 votes for a successful for votes for approving requests.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think so too.
Okay.
So we're 6, and we have a total of 4. Is that correct?
We need 4 votes to make a decision, exactly, and we have a quorum since we have chairman or deputy in the call, and we have at least 50% of the BOD in the call. And I hereby verify that the invitation was correct and that we have a quorum. Okay. So, I'm sorry for putting one of my items first in the agenda, but yesterday night we had some, let's say, infrastructure emergency. That's why I wanted to put it at the beginning. So I'd like to make a vote on spending some money, actually. The admin team was working on improving the mirror issues since we experienced a high load on the machine. Unfortunately, last night the whole SSD rate simply crashed. And chances are simply the hardware we use is too old. So to provide you with some numbers, with the let me see. As per the current budget, we have planned with the current server infrastructure that we have a total for this year of 4,550 euro in total for all machines. That's the current amount that we have planned in for infrastructure. So
how much? Sorry.
5,450 euro. That's for current budget. Exactly. For the rest of the year. Actually, I'm currently planning enhancing the infrastructure. I will first give you the numbers and then explain in detail what I'm planning to do. So actually, my request would be higher than I thought. So if we need everything that I have on my list, if we get no other sponsoring, I would request a total of 1,742 euros more for this year, just so you have the numbers, which would give a total infrastructure expense for the rest of the year of about 7,192 euro. So much for numbers. So
that's a huge amount of money then. I mean, it really is expensive, yeah?
It is, yes, indeed.
So, Dan Shearer has been, the Bytemark guys are sponsoring us with some rather substantial 4 or 8 CPU SSD-backed Windows build machine,
mm-hmm.
plus hosting. And all they ask in return is that we advertise them very minimally, in, mm-hmm. in the name of the builds, the build bot producers, and blah, blah, blah. It seems likely that they might fund us there or help us out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their bandwidth is like, but they're a hosting service, so.
Yeah. Okay. So what I would like to do is, I'm not planning on buying all stuff tomorrow. I'd like to explain now what I intend to do. Should we get sponsoring in due time, of course we can strike out certain items. Shouldn't we get, we should find a solution rather soon. Because if Christian wouldn't have jumped in last night, we still would have no downloads, which of course would be a bit unfortunate. So I plan actually for two currently existing machines, I plan to renew them. One case it would be cheaper, in another case it would be more expensive. So numbers here are that for one of our machines we currently pay €133 per month, and I plan to upgrade it to a newer revision, which would leave us with only €108 per month. So buying new hardware, getting rid of the old one, plus a one-time fee of €149. That's for the one machine. For the second machine, and I think we should do those two en bloc because that makes a logical sense, I plan to replace the machine as well. We pay for it at the moment €88 per month, and the new price would be €20 more, €108 per month. So to sum it up again, first thing that we maybe should vote on, because that's independent from the download system, replacing two machines that have been in service 1.5 years now with newer hardware. In one case, we go from a price of €133 per month down to €108 per month. And in the second case, we go from €88 per month up to €108 per month. In both cases, a one-time fee of €149 occurs.
And the hardware is better after all of this, I assume.
Yeah, well, we're going from I think Core i5 or i7 to Xeon processors, better hard disk, and so on.
Sounds good. But to me, that's a slam dunk, Florian. It's a small sum of money. It's And you want to do it, you're the sysadmin team, go for it. That would be my take.
So I'd like to vote on those two en bloc first, and then go to the other stuff. So any more questions? Did everybody get the numbers, or...? Any more questions?
No, it sounds perfectly fine to me. I mean, that's really critical infrastructure.
Hi,
really, Andreas.
Hi, Andreas.
Hello, Andreas. I'm updating the list.
Exactly. Andreas, are you representing anyone?
No.
In this call? Okay, so numbers don't change. Okay. So we're just about voting on infrastructure because we need some more hardware, and at the moment we're voting on replacing two older machines with two newer machines.
Do you have some numbers? What's it called?
Let me.
We just went through them all.
Yeah, just quickly. In one case, from €133 per month to down to €108, and for the second machine, from €88 per month up to €108 plus per machine a one-time fee of €149. That's what we're voting on right now. So let's have a vote. Obviously, plus one from my side. Torsten?
Yeah, plus one, Michael.
I'm going through the list. It makes it easier. Torsten?
Yes, I'm all for it.
Olivier?
Yes, okay.
Charles?
Yes, one.
Michael?
Yes.
And Italo?
Yes.
That makes 6 out of 6. That means this request has been approved. Thank you very much. Okay, now to the second number. Let me see. Maybe another number for you, Andreas, which I mentioned. We're not sure whether we can get a sponsoring for another machine that we need. In case we have to pay all on our own, we would get raise the infrastructure expenses for this year from €5,450 up to €7,192 in total, just as a number. Okay, then let's do the second vote, and I'd like to make that with the precondition that we cannot get a hardware sponsoring. Michael was or is working on that. So what we do need, indeed, now that the workaround with the SSD disks has not worked out, I'd like to buy another machine solely for download. That means providing a download archive plus everything for our mirrors, a machine that just does nothing like nothing else. Because at the moment, at our main mail system, we have a load about above 30 sometimes, which is just not doable in the long run. And we're running a bit out of disk space. So in case we cannot get a sponsoring, let's say, in the next days, I like to buy a new machine. That machine would be the same hardware than for the upgrades. It would be €69 per month for the server, plus €39 for a gigabit port, which gives a total of €108 per month for another machine, plus again a one-time fee of €149. I guess we should vote on that again, given the precondition that we cannot get another hardware sponsoring for that.
So seems reasonable to me. How does the budget look after all of these things, Florian? We came into the call with $10,000 clear.
So let me just quickly, in the worst case, just briefly, in the worst case, we have just a rough number. In the worst case, given that we have to pay everything on our own, with the Hackfest travel funding planned in already and with the safety reserve of €15,000, as of today, we would be about €8,300 left for this year.
That's so we would be left with 1,700 instead of 10K, yeah?
Sorry?
We would be left with 1,700 as a surplus instead of 10,000.
No, we would be left with 8,300 instead of 10,000.
Ah, right, okay, that's not so bad at all.
No, we still have.
Good, okay, thanks.
So then I'd like to vote on... Just let me quickly go through my numbers. Yeah, let's vote on this machine. I think that makes sense. So Florian plus one, of course. Torsten?
Yes. I agree. Approve.
Olivier?
Yes, of course.
Charles?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes, plus one.
Italo?
Yeah.
Okay, that gives 6 out of 6. This means request approved. Okay, and then on to the last request that we have from the infrastructure side. Actually, this is a request that has been sent by Alex to me. So we have one machine currently running that hosts a bunch of virtual machines, like for the Garrett Jenkins instance, like for the AskBot instance, and so on. Background is that for certain services where a larger group of people has access or where we need more flexibility, we pack them into a virtual machine. The problem is we're running out of IPs right now, and we can buy them either in a bunch of 6 or in a bunch of 14 IPs. So what we would most probably need, given the growing demands, is the package of most probably 14 IPs, which would involve additional costs of €26.20 per month for this machine. So that's what I would like on. It's not a new machine, but it's a pool of IP addresses that we need for connect IPv4 addresses for connecting new VMs to this machine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just just one question here. We can probably cancel those things from 1 month to the next, right?
Yeah, exactly. We can cancel them. It's a monthly fee.
That sounds like the perfect match for Dan's offering, because we can easily move VMs around.
That would be an option too, indeed.
So I would approve that today, but going forward I would try to maybe distribute that somewhere else.
Yeah, makes sense, indeed. Then we can decide if we host the download infrastructure or the VM. Should we get a sponsoring, that makes sense, indeed. Okay, so I'd just like to vote on that. So just in case we get no sponsoring or it doesn't work out, that we have approved it already and don't need additional delays. So once again, Florian plus one, Thorsten?
Yes, plus one.
Olivier?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Italo?
Yes.
Okay, that gives 6 out of 6. That means request approved. Okay, thank you very much. So much for the infrastructure. I hope we don't have to pay all on ourselves, but...
Sorry, Florian, how much would this new set of IP addresses cost if we were not using a sponsor?
In total, the infrastructure costs, okay, I don't have it on screen again, would be, I think it was 7,200 per year, but I can embed it into the budget draft and send you exact numbers. It was a bit
higher.
So the
last one,
slightly under 2,000.
26 euro, 20 cent per month.
Okay.
Yeah, this last one was cheap, Charles. The one before that was under 2,000 euros a year, just under that.
Okay.
Oh, the last thing we voted on just now was extremely cheap.
Yeah, with additional addresses.
Yeah, the one before that was just under 2,000 euros a year.
Yeah.
But we need it, so unless we can get sponsorship.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so second and then the last point from, not really the last point, but no vote, just a quick comment. I doubt we need to vote on that. What I would like to do is to make our current budget draft public in the version that you can access on the internet. So it doesn't contain any AB seats, so we're not disclosing who is paying how much. That was a request by, I think it was Olivier last time, and it makes sense.
That's correct.
I'd like to make it public within the next day. So if you would like to make some changes or have some comments, let me know. Otherwise, I would make it public, marked as a draft, of course, since it's work in progress, but to share with the outside world some of the numbers that we are dealing with. Are there any objections to that?
I'm sorry, Florian. The point was to not share the numbers until further notice. Yeah.
No. The point was that I would like to make the current budget draft as we have it in the intranet public within the next days.
Sounds good to me.
No confidential numbers in it.
Brilliant.
So
yeah. Go.
I think it makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't need a vote. So if nobody cries no, I will just do this. Okay. That's from my side. So I'd like to hand over to Björn, who has been looking into money investment and has put that on the agenda for today.
Well, yes, this is just a short request to that we actually set up a cash account for TDF. The long-term investment in which would require ethical investment and all that. I talked about that with Mike, and he said he would like to push that forward maybe with other foundations too, so we could do that as a shared effort. So that might take a little bit longer, so my idea would be to just get the money into a cash account for now, and the proposal would be to open that at 1822. So are there any questions about that?
What's the 1822? Is that like a specific bank?
It's a savings bank. It's a direct bank from a big German savings bank, a Frankfurter Sparkasse.
Okay. Why are we going with some ethical banks?
This case is not... so this is just a normal savings bank. It's not no ethic investment or whatever. The stuff with the ethic investment comes in if you actually look into the specification how we should invest our money. And there we have restriction on ethical investment, whatever that means.
Okay.
So you, I must confess, I simply wasn't able to follow all those emails. So just to sum it up again, you checked with Mike that the this at least for a intermediate solution would be sufficient as per the legal requirements. Do I get this right?
Well, no, I not actually checked that back with him, because there would be a reason to postpone that right now. But I asked him about it, and I didn't get a clear answer if we could park the money there.
Okay, then I propose we have a vote, and we check it again, and in case, for whatever reason, this would not fulfill the legal requirements, we can have a vote again the next call, but let's approve it right now and mm-hmm. do it that way if there are no reasons against it. I think that makes sense. Okay. So, any questions to that, or shall we have a vote?
Well, we're not really taking any decision here, are we?
We do. We take a decision of legally transferring money that right now we have the bank account in at the Frodif setup.
Okay.
This bank account will be transferred to TDF. It's in the works. And we're now transferring this money, the 50,000 euro, to another bank. And because it's a large sum, we should take a decision. I don't feel comfortable just spending 50,000 euro and transferring it to another account.
So okay, should we move to a vote?
I think let's have a vote. So, Florian plus one, Torsten?
Yes, plus one, provided that, as we agreed, it's in accordance with the statute.
Exactly. Let's stop before we forget it. Let's start the vote again. I would like to enhance it, since we again need to name people having a bank warrant, and for the ease of use, I would propose to make it similar as with the German bank account, to give the bank warrant to Torsten, Andreas, Bjorn, and myself.
Okay, could you state or could you phrase the vote then, please?
Okay, the vote is we're voting whether to deposit the 50,000 euro capital stock at 1822 Direct, the bank that Bjorn has researched, and that is a normal bank account, and the bank warrant, those authorized to deal with the account directly, should be Torsten, Björn, Andreas, and myself, and we will regularly provide account extracts on the internal list. Was that clear? Okay, then let's start a vote. Florian plus one. Torsten?
Yes, plus one.
Olivier?
Yes, okay.
Charles?
Okay.
Michael?
Okay.
Italo?
Yeah, okay.
6 out of 6, which means request approved. Okay, thank you.
The people who have access are Torsten, Florian, Andreas, and...
Björn.
Björn, okay.
It's the same as with the other bank account for the ease of use. So we don't have to circulate a signature document to UK, Brazil, and so on to do it that way. By the way, just a note, no need to put it in the minutes. I just sent an email an hour ago or so to the board discuss list. I've set up a PayPal account in the meantime, and it's much easier giving a warrant to that account. The only drawback or only requirement, like for any bank, is that you have to share your birth date and your personal address with them. So anyone from the BOD and the deputies who would like to have a bank warrant to the PayPal account, drop me a note, and I will give you access to this, because that's much easier than for a regular bank account. Okay, then the next action item is Bjorn again, approval for Hackfest sponsoring.
Yes, I sent around mails to various shops of geek gadgetry and stuff like that if they would sponsor the Hackfest, and Linux online shop would sponsor us 5 €20 vouchers for shirts. And, well, I teased them with that I would blog about it. And I'm basically, I'm just asking if anyone has vicious protest against that, or if we are okay with that. So do we need a real vote on that, or...
Well, since you put that on the agenda, why not have a vote? So could you elaborate a bit on the conditions?
So far, there are no specific conditions. They just said they would sponsor us 5 vouchers are €20 for shirts. And when I asked them about that, I said that I would blog about that and stuff like that. So
wait a minute. These guys are contributing €20?
5 times €20, so €100.
Each shirt is €20?
Right.
Whoa. And but we're buying more than 5 shirts, I assume.
No, we're not buying. We get them donated. That's what I understood.
But how many shirts do we get donated?
5, Michael.
5, and each shirt is worth €20.
And that's a sponsoring, which is fine. Like, that's totally fine. We just have to be a little bit careful with what we give them in return, legal-wise.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
I mean, so it's a T-shirt, this, right? I mean, last time I printed T-shirts, they were about 5 to €10 each.
Right. So you get €20 sponsoring. Five vouchers are €20 sponsoring. So we can give those vouchers are €20 to 5 people, so they can get 1 or 2 shirts for that. So that's it. And Linux Online Shop didn't have any tight conditions on that. There were other shops that said, like, we have to advertise them in a specific way and use their tagline and all that, and which is just not what we want to do.
Yeah. So blogging sounds fine for me. It's basically like you buy a voucher at Amazon or, I don't know, whoever, and... handed out to participants, so they just donate a voucher and people then can buy goods and services at their store.
Right. I'll actually try to talk to them again and to get them to find out what other options we have, because shirts are sending shirts to someone who's from the other end of the world at the Eggfest might not be a good option from a German shop. So anyway,
yeah, but sounds fine to me. If there are no fixed conditions like using a tagline or so, just blogging about it sounds fine. I don't see any legal problems in here.
Good.
So, shall we quickly vote? So, Florian.
Well, our blog entry presumably shouldn't. I mean, you know, here's the thing: the individual donors give more than this every few days, and they give it in something that isn't highly marked up. Good, you know. so these people are really giving the equivalent of maybe $30 to us. And we're then giving them a blog post on our main blog, Bjorn's blog. What, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Bjorn, if I get it right, could we just? I guess we will blog about the Hackfest anyway, and in this generic article about the Hackfest, adding a short note about all the sponsors, something like that.
Yeah, right.
This is what you had in mind.
That's fine then. No objections to that.
So no separate blog entry for them, but. Mentioning
fine.
Them in the main blog entry on the Hackfest.
Yep, sounds good. Perfect. I'm up for it.
Okay, so let's had a quick vote. So Florian plus one, Thorsten?
Thorsten plus one.
Olivier?
Yes, okay.
Charles?
Yes, okay.
Michael?
Yep.
Italo?
Yeah.
The outgear is 6 out of 6, and request approved. Okay. Thanks a lot for working on that, Bjorn. And I still have this, I don't know if we made it public already, I have this other gadget here, let's say it that way, that we have as a prize, and I will bring it with me from the to the Hackfest. Okay. Then a quick note what came to my mind, nothing to vote on. I think we had the last advisory board call at the end of February, and I think sometime we agreed on having it every 2 months. So does it make sense to have another one in April?
At the end of April then, yeah?
Yeah, because if so, we should start organizing in maybe 1 or 2 weeks or so and find someone responsible for it this time.
Yeah.
So, Thorsten, may I propose you for that?
Gosh. Well, if someone else wants,
okay.
I wouldn't mind.
Anyone else is interested? I mean, I can do it, but if they get to know other people. I think Charles did it once, Michael did it, I did it, so anyone else? Italo, for example?
I can try. But, yeah, next week I will, I can probably, yes.
Yeah, no hurry.
Asking for the organizing a doodle or something like that. First,
yeah.
We have to agree that it's on the week, at least.
We had proposals. You would have to look it up in the archives or give Michael and me a ping.
Yeah, no, but
we had, I think, two or three days. That's
been
working fine.
It's going to be anyway in the late April.
Yeah, I propose that.
Yeah.
So if we ask beginning of April, that should be fine, but just so it doesn't get lost.
No, I think. No, I will do that next week and close probably before Easter, because the first weekend of April, not the first, I mean, is the, because the April the 1st is on Sunday, but the second weekend is Easter, and Easter is everywhere. So it's,
Okay, then we have two more items. One is TDF certification, and the last one would be discussing about the tasks. Are there any other action items? I think, Michael, you mentioned something before.
Let's do that another time.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I don't know. Let me see.
You were talking about a travel refund, I guess you were.
Travel refund. Oh, yeah, we need to refund Ike's travel. I don't think we've had a formal vote on that. I think it's something like 200 euros tops. Is that right, Ike?
350
euros.
Shall we do it via SPI?
Yes.
Then I would propose to not have a direct vote on it, because it's legally not our money. Rather, if anybody has objections to refunding that, raise your voice now. Otherwise, I propose Ike sends out the stuff to SPI and Sophie confirms it. I'd just like to avoid the impression that we're that it's legally our money.
Yes, SPI, on the other hand, like to see that we have approved expenditure. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Then let's do it that way, of course. So now that I've mentioned it, it's legally fine. Okay, so it's 350 euro, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so
on the board.
Then I'm just going through the list. So Florian plus one, Thorsten?
Yes, approved.
Olivier?
Yes, okay.
Charles?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Italo?
Yep.
That makes 6 out of 6. Request approved, paid by SPI money. Okay, then next one would be TDF certification by Italo.
Yeah, okay. So I have shared an email with a number of points about what I would like to do, but of course I think that everyone should agree on that. First, we should approve the September. And actually, there has been a request for change or improvement by CORE, which I have not yet integrated, and I have not checked if CORE has done it. And I will do that later today. So I will, because I find it perfectly, it makes sense. I don't know if we have to ask, make more sense to ask everyone to have a final, to read finally another time the draft and make final comment by the end of the end, and then vote on the final by next Wednesday, so we can send out the announcement, because I would like to make an announcement of a program. Of course, it doesn't mean that certification we start on April 1st, which actually is not a good date for starting anything. But that we have a roadmap, and as we have quite many people in Berlin for Linux Tag, I think that it makes sense to have the first certification session run during Linux Tag somewhere, so we have enough time to create a kind of a plan for 35 people and to ask them to enroll time in advance to accept their enrollment, because of course we cannot accept anyone. And to announce in early April the first 35 people or an organization. I think that for sure the first 35 organization is TUTE. I don't know if it makes sense to have Red Hat as a certified organization, or if Red Hat is interested, I don't know. And Kaolan is not in the call, so it's probably better to do that via email. And to have a first list of certified engineers, which, as agreed, have to be appointed by the Engineering Steering Committee. So that is basically what I think we should do. Of course, we also announced that EF is giving a privilege to EF members over third parties. First, the member will pay a lower certification fee or will pay it all. And second, they will be more prominently listed on the website, because I would like to use certification also to have more members. So I think that it makes sense that if you are certified, you are also a member because you are committed. But of course, there will be third parties who look at the TF certification as a business opportunity and do not want to be certified. And I think that we have to accept it. They do not want to become members, sorry. And we should accept that. And also, we can indicate that the second certification session will be during the LibreOffice conference, which again will be in Berlin, but I mean, We cannot, the first year I think it's acceptable that we have just certification session and they are both in Berlin. Berlin is easy for each from Europe and of course we have to say that for South America Olivier will provide some similar solution. And if someone wants to be certified in North America and Asia, well, this is only a positive sign, and we will tackle that in some way.
So, sorry? I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I think that if you all comment on my email about certification, I will try to collate all comments, including the list of people that I put on the certification committee, which it has to be informal, not formal. So BOD is the board of directors is going to handle certification, but of course we cannot. I don't think that it makes sense that the board of directors oversees everything. So I think that I put together a number of names, which either have been involved in some way or have shown some interest to certification. The only the people that have not included are the developers' names. Although I suggested Kathy, Björn, Yannick of Lanido, but someone else from Lanido would fit as well. And so, if you comment on that, we collate all comments by typing, and I will. Everything into a document that then we have other 3 days for voting. So if everyone is fine with that, I think this is the roadmap I'm proposing.
I think that makes sense. Only speaking for myself, but I totally lack time to read through it. So if we have some more days to send in comments and then a vote by next Wednesday or so on the list, I think that makes sense.
And on the document, I will also draft the first announcement, so that will be approved as well.
Italo, I made some comments in the wiki, so
okay.
You may
have
to read it.
I will have to, yeah, of course.
Okay, so Italo, thanks a lot for your work on that. I think certification is a rather important topic, and just being back from CBIT, that was one of the topics that has been raised very often, and people are really interested in that, so I'm pretty sure and convinced that this will give us another boost.
I think the major hurdle or challenge will be to cover all the areas we want to, all the fields that we would like to cover. For instance, you know, the people who are doing training are not the same as the people who are developing on LibreOffice, just to give an example.
But I think that development, you know, if we make it clear that to become a certified engineer or developer of whatever you want to call it, you have to be a member, you have to be recognized by the ESC, this will solve a lot of problems. So people do not participate into LibreOffice development, they will never become certified engineers. That, I think, it has to be clear, because it's on development, I don't see any other possibility. Of course, for training, it is a different story, because you can, I mean, you can be a very good trainer of LibreOffice, but not being a developer and not being interested in development. But if you want to be certified in development, after you are part of the process, or no story, in at least, you know, I'm not a developer, but I totally understand all the issues that might be around development. So if they are if the person or the organization is recognized by the developer community, or no way about certifying that organization. I see that as a blocker.
Yeah, but you know, the thing will be to replicate this, let's say, with trainers, for instance.
Sorry, Charles, I didn't get that.
Yeah, there's different levels of certification, Charles. And one of them is developer, at which point you have to be contributing to the community. But trainer is different, right? You can be certified
absolutely.
As that without doing that. So I like your time on the scheme personally. I think it makes a lot of sense. How strict we are about accepting people as developers, I don't know. I think we should leave that to the ESC and have some rough guidelines. So we're happy to accept people we know are excessively good programmers. Because they might just cope with our code base without needing much training. But for anyone else, we're going to need to see experience and a track record.
Exactly. I mean, we have to be strict on that. I know that we will refuse quite a number of people at first, but I don't mind. We have to accept our specificity. No, we are not Facebook. We are not Microsoft. So it's not like 3,000 bucks that makes you a developer. You have to be part of the process. If they accept that, I think that no one will stem from becoming developers. But it's not because you are paying 3,000 bucks that you become a developer. You have to be recognized by the community. We are a community-based project. I mean, a trainer is a trainer. Someone that handles migration is a different story. He is basically a project manager. But development is peculiar.
Okay.
And
I completely agree.
This is my vision. You know, I'm not a developer, but I think that this is free software, is a community, and either they are part of it or they are outside it. Otherwise, you know, we become IBM. You have to use your personal email because that means that you're a volunteer if you use your personal email, you know, which is nonsense. So I think people outside the project have recognized our specificity, and the TDF certification is going to be, by the way, is going to be the first certification program issued by a not-for-profit. I checked that, and so it is a unique program with unique barriers.
Yeah, I think it's all good, Italo. What do you want from us? You want us to vote on it?
If you just have comments, and no comments is a comment, of course. And if you don't have comments on what I've written so far, it's okay. It's a comment that will collate everything by Sunday evening, publish that, and send an email and say, this is published, and please approve that because it's going to become a roadmap.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
And of course, once we have a roadmap, we have to stick it to the roadmap. Even if, of course, we are volunteers, so if someone has the flu, the roadmap will sleep 1 week. This happens with volunteers. And of course, I will copy the exact in Timianic, Lothar, and Candy as well. But Candy, I think, is on the list, so I think I don't have to copy Candy. But I will write an email to everyone on a personal basis so they know that they have to raise their hand. So tonight I will write an email to all these people so that they know that by Friday evening they have to raise their hands. If they don't raise their hands, I will consider, in Italy we say "itacta consente," which means if you don't speak, that means that you agree.
Sounds good to me. Italo, we're not setting this in stone anyway, so we can tweak it later, right? But we just want something good to go out. I reviewed it, I think, and I was reasonably happy with it. So, good.
Yeah, of course, you can decide on the list of 35 people later than next week. I mean, I think that we have to agree on a date where we announce the first 35 organization and 35 engineers. And I think you can discuss that during an EFC, during your next one or two weekly calls, weekly development calls. And if you, and Michael, if you want me to talk about the program during one of these calls, I'm happy to do that, of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then, last action item for the public call is quickly going through the list of tasks, just to bring you a bit up to date. I've sent out a few emails before with some information. But let's quickly see. So, for the first one is internal. For the MC meeting, someone, preferably from the MC, should have a look at the draft that at the layout I've come up with for the BOD meetings and check what's needed for the MC variant. I have received a first meeting minute and then will also check, so maybe it already fulfills everything. But I would like to have also a template like we have for the BOD calls, so nothing is forgotten here. In regards to the insurances, we received offers. So the good news is the D&O insurance will work. I will prepare the information and let you know what offers we have. There are still some open questions that we have to check. For the liability insurance, we still need to fill out a questionnaire, which I'm having on my desk, and we'll send it back. So I'll keep you posted and let you know the outcome of that. For document storage, Alex has been playing upon Simon's proposal with, I think, was SparkleShare. So let's see. Right now, I put everything into WebDAV, so you find all the official letters and documents that came in and the budget in the intranet. Capital stock seems to be mostly done. Thorsten is already working on the accounting and tech stuff. Thanks a lot for that, Thorsten. I've seen your proposed donation confirmation or your information on that. Do you need any help, or right now everything's clear and working in terms of accounting?
So yeah, I was working on this donation confirmation. I was working on the letterhead, and so far, at least from my side, it's all pretty clear. I don't know if you disagree. Poke me in the eye.
Sounds good. I'm mostly interested in your local setup with regards to bookings and accountings, whether that's working or you need help or have questions or so. Did you already ping the tax advisor Mike's office? I think that makes sense anyway to say hi rather early, even if we don't need the services from the beginning.
Uh, Well, yes, let me do that.
Don't. No worries. We can do it together as well. But I think it makes sense to at least introduce ourselves, since Mike wrote they are basically waiting for the call since he has introduced them to us. Okay, exactly. So EU funding is not that important for the moment. VAT. Charles, any news on the rules of procedure and community bylaws?
Yes, that would be me. No, I was rather busy, but
okay.
I have them in mind. Sorry.
Okay, it's not that urgent, just asking for updates. Yeah, said bank account transfer is running, should be done maybe next week, depending on the delay the postal services introduced, but that's it. I think that's pretty much it. So nothing really important from my side at the moment. What's missing before we can offer the LibreOffice org mail forwarders is to have some terms and conditions. The background is that you just need to have that, because then you're acting as an ISP, and if you don't have a nice legal document, you run into various sorts of problems. That's kind of a blocker. But if nobody else comes up with something first, I will check. I have some documents on that. Besides that, I think everything is on the task wiki page. So if there is a update you'd like to share for your items, let us know or put it in the wiki page. There are still some tasks not taken, so if somebody has some time, feel free. But I'd say basically we're set. I'm mostly waiting for the bank account to be transferred to then transfer the contracts, and that's pretty much it for the moment, I guess. And the rest will be learning by doing. Okay. Anything else for the public part of the call?
Do we have a private part of the call?
I think at least a short one. Yeah.
Okay.
Torsten, you had an item. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the private call. Yeah.
No disagreements to a short private call.
Okay. So, just quickly going again through a list of participants. If anyone has left, so just let me know if you're still here. So Florian obviously is. Torsten is as well. Olivier, you still with us? Olivier?
Yes.
You're here. Okay. Charles, I heard Michael.
Yep.
Hello, you're still here? Italo?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone's here. Perfect. Okay, then let's make a break of 3 minutes or so, and then hear you again in the private room.
Okay.
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 Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.